Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 5. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás?
Pues hoy estoy súper bien. ¿Y tú qué tal?
Yo bien. Hace sol ahora, así que contenta.
Pues está bien. Siempre ayuda. Cuando brilla el sol, siempre ayuda.
Eso es.
Pues hoy estamos otra vez con Victoria y Abel y están pasando un viaje maravilloso durante su luna de miel en el norte de España. And we're following their travel diaries as they take this journey. And of course, through their diaries, we're learning some new vocabulary, practicing our grammar, and taking the opportunity to travel virtually when it's perhaps not quite as easy to do some travel in real life. En este episodio, van a un pueblo que se llama Santillana del Mar. Y luego te explico algo sobre este pueblo, Anabel, ¿vale?
Vale, qué ganas.
Okay, let's have a listen to the text.
Como iba a ser un día de mucha aventura, desayunamos fuerte y empezamos bien temprano a ver la ciudad. Había muchas cosas para ver en Santander, pero antes de la comida teníamos que marcharnos. Así que nos dimos prisa en ver los Raqueros y el Palacio de la Magdalena, un magnífico edificio que regaló la ciudad a la familia real. Mi parte favorita fue la Playa del Camello, donde pudimos ver una gran piedra con forma de camello. Cuando nos hicimos una fotografía, una ola nos empapó las mochilas. Tomamos rumbo a Santillana del Mar, donde podríamos ver una réplica de las cuevas de Altamira y sus pinturas rupestres. También visitamos el casco histórico y vimos la Colegiata de Santa Juliana, una iglesia que es el monumento románico más importante de Cantabria. La joya de la corona fue la cena, cocido montañés y anchoas de Santoña. El queso también estuvo buenísimo.
Qué buenos recuerdos tengo de este lugar, de esta ciudad o de este pueblo, Santillana del Mar.
Sí, cuéntanos.
Te explico por qué. Pues en los años 90, creo, yo era profesor en un colegio, en un instituto secundario, y estaba dando clases de español, y el libro que utilizábamos en clase iba de esta parte de España. Entonces, Santander, Santillana del Mar, Llanes, San Vicente de la Barquera, all these places which Victoria and Anabel are visiting on their journey. So each time we come to a new place, I'm thinking, oh, I remember that. I remember my trip to Santillana del Mar. I don't have any photos, unfortunately, because it was pre-digital camera, pre-phone. So there are probably printed photos somewhere, but I have no idea where they are. But it's a beautiful village. And if you get the chance to visit Santillana del Mar, please take it. ¿Has estado allí tú, Anabel?
De momento no, pero después de escucharte, quiero ir.
Perfecto, pues muchas gracias. Vamos entonces a leer el texto y hablar del lenguaje que hay en este texto.
Como iba a ser un día de mucha aventura, desayunamos fuerte y empezamos bien temprano a ver la ciudad.
Ok, como iba a ser un día de mucha aventura, as it was going to be a day of lots of adventure, desayunamos fuerte, that's a preterite there, even though it looks like a present, desayunamos fuerte, we had a really good breakfast, y empezamos bien temprano a ver la ciudad, and we started off really early seeing the city. Anabel, bien temprano.
Mm-hmm. bien, yeah, it's an adverb and can be used kind of similar to muy, but it's like muy, muy. It's like extremely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So bien temprano is that it was like very, very early. And we can use it with other adjectives. So for example, está bien rico.
Yeah, so we're talking about a dish there. It's really delicious. Está bien rico. So using bien to reinforce. There are other ways of doing this, aren't there?
Yes, there are more. Like, for example, muy, pero muy.
I love that one. Muy, pero muy temprano. We started off muy, pero muy temprano. And so you're just saying muy, pero muy. So very, but very early. Muy, pero muy temprano. Could we just say temprano, temprano?
Yes, we can repeat the adjective just twice or three. Like the more you repeat it, the stronger it is. So temprano, temprano, temprano. So it was like very early.
Excellent. So also the other great thing about that is that it gives you time to think. So empezamos bien temprano. Pues empezamos temprano, temprano. Temprano, what were we going to do? A ver la ciudad.
Eso es.
Perfecto. Let's continue.
Había muchas cosas para ver en Santander, pero antes de la comida teníamos que marcharnos.
Okay, we'll stop there. Había muchas cosas para ver en Santander. So, again, just a reminder, last time we learned about the fact that había muchas cosas que something, so ver or hacer or whatever, would mean that these are things that we have to do, ticking off a list. But here, there are just lots of things to see. So hay muchas cosas para ver en Santander. There are lots of things to see in Santander. Pero antes de la comida teníamos que marcharnos. But we had to head off before lunch. Okay?
Así que nos dimos prisa en ver los raqueros y el Palacio de la Magdalena. Un magnífico edificio que regaló la ciudad a la familia real.
Así que nos dimos prisa, therefore we hurried up, to see los raqueros.
Mark, ¿cómo has estado allí? ¿Recuerdas los raqueros?
Pues interesante, porque se construyeron en 1999 y yo estuve en Santander, creo, en 98. Entonces, no.
Oh.
I don't remember them.
Tienes que volver.
I have to return. They're actually statues of children seated and standing and diving for coins on the harbor wall in Santander. One thing I think that's very interesting, Anabel, is how you pronounce this. Can you say it again, the name for this sculpture?
Los raqueros.
Yeah, so there you said los raqueros. And earlier when you were saying it, you were saying it a little faster and saying los raqueros.
Ah, oh, sí, los raqueros.
So you're dropping your S, and that's very often something that happens, los raqueros. And it's kind of there, but it isn't really there. But it's just to pick that up for our listeners. What else did they see? El Palacio de la Magdalena. The Palace of the Magdalena. Un magnífico edificio que regaló la ciudad a la familia real. So it's a magnificent building which the city regaló a la familia real. Gifted to the royal family.
Menudo regalo.
Sí, menudo regalo, sí.
Mi parte favorita fue la playa del camello, donde pudimos ver una gran piedra con forma de camello.
Okay, so my favorite part, mi parte favorita, fue la playa del camello. It was the beach of the camel, donde pudimos ver una gran piedra, where we could see a large stone, con forma de camello, in the shape of a camel. Mm-hmm.
Cuando nos hicimos una fotografía, una ola nos empapó las mochilas.
Okay, so cuando nos hicimos una fotografía, when we were taking a photo, una ola, a wave, nos empapó las mochilas. It soaked our rucksacks, our backpacks. Nos empapó las mochilas. So it to us soaked the bags, the backpacks. Now, we could also say, nos empapamos. We soaked ourselves. We got soaked. Mm-hmm. And that would be, for example, in the rain. We nos empapamos hasta los huesos, ¿no?
Eso es.
Okay, so to the bones. We got soaked to the bones as opposed to being soaked to the skin. I think we've spoken about that before. Okay, let's take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment with more of our travel diaries. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, we are just about to leave Santander with Victoria and Abel, and they're heading on to the town of Santillana del Mar. So, Anabel, can you take the next sentence, please?
Tomamos rumbo a Santillana del Mar, donde podríamos ver una réplica de las cuevas de Altamira y sus pinturas rupestres.
Muy bien. So tomamos rumbo a. So tomar rumbo a means to head in the direction of. We set off towards Santillana del Mar. And this next bit is very interesting. Donde podríamos ver una réplica de las cuevas de Altamira y sus pinturas rupestres. So, pinturas rupestres, are cave paintings. So it's cave art. And we're talking about las cuevas de Altamira. Now, the cuevas de Altamira were actually featured in this book that I mentioned earlier, the textbook that we used in class. And I was excited about going to visit them when we were visiting Santillana del Mar. However, they were closed to the public at that point, so it wasn't possible to see them. Or perhaps they were just closed on the day that we went. But now you can't visit them at all.
No, ahora, lamentablemente, no se pueden visitar. Pero hay una réplica.
Exacto, una réplica. There's a replica of these caves that you can visit and to see the cave art in this replica. It's a kind of like a museum, I guess, a cave museum. Now, just before we move on, can we talk about this interesting verb here? Anabel, we've said, tomamos rumbo a Santillana del Mar, donde podríamos ver una réplica de las cuevas de Altamira. Why is it not donde pudimos ver una réplica de las cuevas?
Okay, very interesting thing. So, podríamos is the conditional tense, as you know, and this is used because we are talking about a possibility in the past. So, donde podríamos ver una réplica. So, they had the chance, the opportunity to see the réplica or not, but the chance is there.
Okay, so if we were talking about Santillana del Mar is an interesting town where you could see, if you wanted to, the Cuevas de Altamira. So here, we're talking about the fact that Abel and Victoria went to Santillana del Mar, and Santillana del Mar is a place where we could, if we wanted to, see the replica of the Cuevas. Did they?
Well, we don't know for sure. Yeah. They mention it, so with this tense, what we know is that they can do it, but we don't know for sure. Since they mention it, probably we imagine that they went, but we don't know for sure.
Okay, makes sense. So hopefully that helps you understand why it's podríamos. We could have said, tomamos rumbo a Santillana del Mar, donde vimos una réplica de las cuevas. And there it's absolutely crystal clear that they did indeed see the caves. But they're just introducing this idea of possibility here, where one option would be that we would see the caves. Okay, donde podríamos ver. Muy bien.
También visitamos el casco histórico y vimos la Colegiata de Santa Juliana, una iglesia que es el monumento románico más importante de Cantabria.
Perfecto. So, también visitamos el casco histórico. We've talked about the casco histórico. We also visited the historical center. Y vimos la Colegiata de Santa Juliana. And we saw the Colegiata de Santa Juliana. This is a church, una iglesia, que es el monumento románico más importante de Cantabria. So it's the most important Romanesque monument of Cantabria.
La joya de la corona fue la cena, cocido montañés y anchoas de Santoña.
Okay, so the joya, la joya de la corona, the jewel in the crown, the pièce de résistance, was dinner, la cena, cocido montañés. So cocido is a stew, and a mountain stew tends to have quite a lot of meat in it, and it's quite delicious, very, very tasty. Y anchoas de Santoña, and anchovies from Santoña.
El queso también estuvo buenísimo.
So another thing that you're going to find in the hills, this is in the interior part of Cantabria, not at the coast. Another thing you're going to find there is el queso. The cheese also was delicious. So finishing our text again, talking about food, which is always a good thing. Let's listen to the whole thing now.
Como iba a ser un día de mucha aventura, desayunamos fuerte y empezamos bien temprano a ver la ciudad. Había muchas cosas para ver en Santander, pero antes de la comida teníamos que marcharnos. Así que nos dimos prisa en ver los Raqueros y el Palacio de la Magdalena, un magnífico edificio que regaló la ciudad a la familia real. Mi parte favorita fue la playa del camello, donde pudimos ver una gran piedra con forma de camello. Cuando nos hicimos una fotografía, una ola nos empapó las mochilas. Tomamos rumbo a Santillana del Mar, donde podríamos ver una réplica de las cuevas de Altamira y sus pinturas rupestres. También visitamos el casco histórico y vimos la Colegiata de Santa Juliana, una iglesia que es el monumento románico más importante de Cantabria. La joya de la corona fue la cena, cocido montañés y anchoas de Santoña. El queso también estuvo buenísimo.
Pues perfecto. I think I'm going to try and find my photos from this trip to Santillana del Mar. I need to find my memories from these days. Okay, we will be back next time with another episode, another installment in the journey from Victoria and Abel. But in the meantime, why not check out the full version of this course, where you can access the lesson notes, providing further information about each of the words and phrases in the text, and also the video version, where you can see the words on the screen, and we leave spaces after each part of each sentence, giving you the opportunity to repeat and practice your pronunciation. You can find out all about that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And don't forget to check out our Instagram account, where you can see photos of some of the places visited by Abel and Victoria on their journey through the north of Spain. And you'll also be able to follow the journeys of our travel diaries in France and Italy and through the German and Austrian Alps. Just search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Pues muchas gracias, Anabel, como siempre.
Gracias a ti y a vosotros.
Y nos vemos la semana que viene.
Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Adiós.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.